It's National HIV Testing Day.
And unfortunately, African Americans disproportionately represented. We have the highest percentage per population. So between 40 and 60, 65. Oftentimes, now divorced, back out in the world, have not been dating, been married for 20 plus years, and now all of a sudden dating again, and, not even thinking about the appropriate protection, which is condom use. And so, they're meeting people and having sex unprotected, and all of a sudden, they find out that they're having HIV infections. Also, the elderly. Grandmama is getting HIV. Believe it or not. And one of the reasons that that's happening is, oftentimes they've gone extended periods of time without having intercourse, sometimes 10 years, 15 years. Granddaddy has been unable to function. All of a sudden, he goes to the doctor, gets some medication, and now he's back in the world again, and he's able to function. And grandmother's not too enthused about it, so he goes out and maybe meets somebody young or, goes out and has intercourse with an inappropriate partner. And then brings home HIV. So wow. We're seeing this happen all the time. Most women get HIV from heterosexual intercourse and from men, of course, that have it. So we have to watch that. You have to get yourself tested. There's no one who is not at risk. So it's a routine part of a complete physical examination when you come to my office. And one of the things that is being advocated by the CDC now is just routine testing. In the past, people had to either ask for it or sign a waiver to say that they wanted it. And now you don't have to do that. So we're getting what you call now the enthusiasm for opt-out testing, which means you'll get tested unless you say you don't want to be tested.
Oh, wow.
Now, Dr. Coyle, I know a lot of times, people don't get tested because they don't want to go to a clinic or a hospital. They try to protect their privacy. There are HIV tests you can take at home, right?
Yes, there are. And let me tell you, one of the great things about HIV testing now is it's gone from the blood test where you would get your blood drawn and oftentimes go to a center, mm-hmm. and then you have to wait 2 weeks, the dreaded 10 to 14 day period, the most stressful time in anyone's life, waiting for those results to come back. And then now we have rapid HIV testing that can give you results in 5 minutes or less. I remember having HIV screenings at health fairs, and we would have to have them in the back, in the corner, in the dark, and hiding, and people would have to sign all this paperwork. And now, you can have it center stage. People don't hesitate to get tested, but they don't like to wait for the results. And so now with rapid testing, you can get verifiable results that are very accurate in less than 5 minutes.
Gotcha. Now, in the studio right now, we have Elveth and Larry, and both have been living with the HIV virus for more than 10 years. Elveth
is 20.
Now, a lot of people always assume that AIDS was one of those diseases that you get it and pretty much takes you out immediately based off of things, misinformation, things they seen in the 80s. But, through medication, you've been able to, withstand.
Absolutely. I actually been living with 20 years now, and I was diagnosed back in 92 while I was 6 months pregnant with my daughter. And since that time, I can just say this, knowledge is power.
Right.
At this point, because of the fact that at that time, they really did not have medicines to help you. Okay, so it was more of a mental and emotional and spiritual matter for me to take it from there.
Right.
Okay, up until this day. And now to this day, with the taking of my medicines, with the growth, with the emotional and mental stability, I've been able to sustain myself very well.
Good for you. How much medicine do you actually have to take every day, Elveth, to give people an idea?
My regimen consists of 2 times a day.
Okay.
Okay, and it only consists of 5 pills.
Okay.
Okay, I take 2 in the morning and 3 in the evening.
And this is a major change from the traditional therapies. When HIV was first diagnosed back in the 80s, it was a death sentence. So, you would expect a person's lifespan to be 3 to 5 years. And now we have, this whole population now that are living with HIV. And that's because of some of the major treatments that have come along. If you remember the Broadway play Rent, in the play Rent, they would have a clock that would go off because people had to take pills, 4 to 5 pills every 4 to 5 hours. So 30, 40 pills a day, and then still weren't getting much better. But now you can take, some people only have to take 1 pill twice a day. They have a combination products now. They have 2-3 antiviral preparations that work at different points in the virus production stages. This is affectionately referred to as the Magic Johnson cocktail. And believe me, this has changed, again, the status of HIV. It's a chronic disease that can be treated and you can live with it.
All right. Thank you for that, Dr. Collier. You can hang around a little bit, right?
Oh, absolutely. Right, I'm here for the morning.
All right. We're going to talk to Dr. Collier a little bit more. And also, we're going to hear from Larry. We already met Elveth. These are young individuals who are living with HIV. It's National HIV Testing Day. Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.